Cape Talk, the world of advertising with Jonathan Cherry.
Who joins me via Skype. And Jonathan, you're about to make a very happy man out of me. Is the golden age of social media advertising over? Please tell me yes.
Morning, Africa. Yeah, it looks like the trends are starting to indicate that might be the case. There's actually a very interesting on the topic. There's an interesting documentary on Netflix at the moment called The Great Hack, which if you're interested in the Cambridge Analytica story and what happened around Brexit and Trump, it's well worth the time to go and watch that. The reason I mention it is because more and more people are starting to question the ethical nature of platforms like Facebook, Amazon, and Google, and the way that they are mining our personal and private data. And, you know, in the worst case scenario, that data can be weaponized, which I think that documentary shows. But usually what happens is that it gets sold to advertisers who then use it in order to target you with adverts for their products. The interesting thing is that as people become more wary of platforms like Facebook, they're starting to share less and less, which is not great for the way that the algorithms work. It's not great for platforms and for advertisers. And because of that, these services are becoming more and more expensive. More advertisers are going on there trying to target the people, and the actual cost per click is starting to really escalate. So I guess just because of economics, advertisers are starting to question their reliance on social media and starting to say, well, maybe we should spend our budget elsewhere because we're just not getting the reach that we used to for the same amount of money. And other offline forms of advertising are once again starting to become attractive. So I've just picked up a number of stories where big advertisers are just starting to say that they're just a little bit wary of assigning so much budget to social media. And starting to look at alternatives. So it's an interesting trend. I'm sure that Facebook and the like will come back with an alternative. But yeah, it's not the silver bullet that I guess everyone was saying a couple of years ago. They're starting to say, well, there are downsides to it. And more than anything, it is just becoming expensive. So let's see how that one rolls out.
It truly is. So it will be safe for me once again to chat with you on Facebook Messenger about potentially going to Istanbul and not have to be bombarded by advertising that is trying to get me to buy a ticket to go to Istanbul over a week or something like that.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. I mean, that's there are no guarantees in this thing, but yeah, let's hope that it just becomes a little bit more more elegant. I think that's what people are looking for. They're just looking for solutions which are elegant. I don't think any of us really want to be advertised to all the time, and I think that's a challenge that they're going to have to sort out.
What is your pick of the week?
Africa, this week it's an ad from a new startup in the United States called Freedom Mom. And we know that personal testimonies, when advertising a product are very, very effective. That's when somebody comes on and says that they've used the product and it solved the problem that they had before, so you should use it too. What's really interesting about this brand, which is a new range of postpartum recovery products, is that the CEO of the brand has actually got footage of her giving birth as part of the launch ad. So she's volunteered herself as a subject, she's the testimonial subject in the ad. And because of her experience of giving birth, she then decided, right, the products which are available for women after giving birth are just not adequate enough. So she then started this range. But I guess it's again a trend of really honest advertising. It's where people are not using euphemisms or innuendos anymore. They're talking about the fact that challenges are real and this is what it looks like. And this is why they launched the product. And for me, it's quite refreshing in a world of advertising where things are often disguised and they're innuendos. This is just brutally honest and to the point advertising. So go and have a look. The brand is called Frida Mom. And the advert and the introductory ad, so there's two of them, are just very, very real and very honest, and my pick of the week.
And as always, we are sharing that on our social media platforms. Thank you very much, Jonathan Cherry, director at Cherry Flavor Media. He's back with us next Wednesday.